ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 2 அவிரோத அத்தியாய ஸ்மிருத்யதிகரணம் ஸ்மிருத்யனவகாசதோஷ பிரசங்க இதி சேத் ந அந்யஸ்மிருத்யனவகாசதோஷ பிரசங்காத் இதரேஷாஞ்ச அனுபலப்தேஹ யோக பிரத்யுக்ததிகரணம் ஏதேன யோக பிரத்யுக்தஹ விலக்ஷணத்வாதிகரணம் ந விலக்ஷணத்வாத் அஸ்ய ததாத்வஞ்ச சப்தாத் அபிமானி வ்யபதேசஸ்து விசேஷ அனுகதிப்யாம் த்ருஷ்யதே தூ அசதிதி சேத் ந பிரதிஷேதமாத்ரத்வாத் அபீதௌ தத்வத் பிரசங்காத் அசமஞ்சசம் ந து த்ருஷ்டாந்த பாவாத் ஸ்வபக்ஷ தோஷாச்ச தர்க்கா பிரதிஷ்டானாத் அப்யன்யதா அனுமேயமிதி சேத் ஏவமபி அநிர்மோக்ஷ பிரசங்கஹ. சிஷ்டா பரிக்ரஹாதிகரணம் ஏதேன சிஷ்டா பரிக்ரஹ அபி வியாக்யாதாஹ போக்த்ராபத்யதிகரணம் போக்த்ராபத்தேஹ அவிபாகச்சேத் ஸ்தால் ஸ்யால்லோகவத் ஆரம்பணாதிகரணம் ததன்யத்வம் ஆரம்பணசப்தாதிப்யஹ பாவேச்சோபலப்தேஹ சத்வாச்சாவரஸ்ய அசத்யபதேசாத் நேதி சேத் தர்மாந்தரேண வாக்கியசேஷாத் யுக்தேஹ சப்தாந்தராச்ச படவச்ச யதாச்ச பிராணாதி. ஸோ வி ஆர் சீயிங் தி ஆரம்பணாதிகரணம், ஒன் ஆஃப் தி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் அதிகரணாஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மசூத்ரா, வேர் இட் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷஸ் தி நான் டிஃபரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் காஸ் அண்ட் எஃபெக்ட். And we saw up to the 19th sutra in the last class. And now we will take up 20th sutra and the last sutra of Arambhanadhikarana. Here, another illustration in support of 17th sutra is given. And the 17th sutra, if you remember, Asatya Vedeshat Neti Chet Na Dharmantarena Vakya Seshat, where the argument the world had no existence before creation was refuted. Here Vyasacharya's aim is to show that effect is non-different from Brahman. Karyam is not different from the cause. He gives another example. As the Karanam is in potential form, it cannot do all the functions, and Karyam can do all the functions. The functional differences are also superficial only. For example, if you take a lump of clay, it cannot be used for carrying water. But when clay is made as a pot, then it can be used. Thus, the function is there in karya, in the effect, but it is not there in the karana. And if you see in terms of function or utility, the shocking discovery is Brahman is not useful for anything. But the world has maximum utility. And Vyasacharya shows the functional differences being essentially one. He gives the example of the pancha pranas, the 5 different pranas, 5 different physiological functions. This is niruddha avastha, restrained state, and aniruddha avasthas, unrestrained state or operational state. They are discussed. So even though prana is the same, in niruddha avastha, its function is minimal. When one is in meditation, for example, the heartbeat, etc., they are all minimal. Whereas in the case of an animal also, when it goes into hibernation, they appear to be dead almost. And after 6 or so many months of severe winter, it gets life and be active. And they are barely alive, and it is the function after the function of niruddha prana. So when the very same prana is activated after nirvikalpa samadhi, the prana becomes fully operational and its function is sarva vidha vyaparaha. So even though functional differences are there. Pranaha ekaha, this only one. And Brahman is like niruddha prana and world is like aniruddha prana. Now we'll give you the word analysis for this sutra. Yata pranadi, as unrestrained prana is non-different from restrained prana, so also the effect is non-different from the cause. The difference from previous sutra and this sutra is what? In the previous sutra, parinama bheda is shown. And here, superficial bheda is shown on functional basis. In spite of superficial differences, the substance is the same. With this, now the sixth adhikaranam is also over. And there is an alternative reading, incidentally, of the 20th sutra. It can be read as pranadihi. So the significance of this adhikaranam is the karana karya sambandha, cause-effect relationship obtaining between Bhagavan, Brahman and Jagat. That is clarified in the form of adhyasa adhishtana sambandha. This we mentioned earlier. Adhyasa adhishtana sambandha. From this it is clear also that Brahma Parinamavada is acceptable as an intermediary level of teaching. We are going to see some more details here in this particular today's lecture. Brahma Vivartavada is the ultimate teaching. We are going to mention that. So Brahma Parinamavada is an intermediary level. And actually we give three statements. What are the three statements we give? This I have mentioned earlier in a previous lecture. Number one, God creates the world. And number two, God becomes the world. And number three, God appears as the world. These are the three different statements we make. God creates the world as creator, and God becomes the world. And the third one, God appears as the world. And we also mentioned the first one is for the Manda Adhikari, and the second one is for the Madhyama Adhikari, and the third one is for the Uttama Adhikari. And in the first one, we see Brahman as Nimitta Karana, instrumental cause. And in the second, we see Brahman as Parinama Upadana Karana, material cause. And in the third one, we see Brahman as the Vivarta Upadana Karana. In the first one, Brahman and world are equally real. It is called Dvaitam. And in the second one also, Brahman and the world are equally real and it is called Visishtadvaita. And the third one, I'm telling roughly. And the third one, Brahman is more real than the world, which we call Advaita. There is an order of reality. Vivarta Karanam is going to talk about it. So whether we take the Brahma Parinama Karanam or Vivarta Vada, the same Purva Paksha is negated in both the Vadas, in the both the arguments. Purva Paksha being Pratyaksha Virodaha. It is contradictory to Pratyaksha Pramana. That is their contention. And there can be empirical plurality also. And the Adhishtanam is only one support, one and the same Adhishtanam. And now the doubt is what? In all the Adhikaranam, Samanvaya is established or not? This was the question. When we did the first chapter, we talked about Samanvaya. So, or whether it is valid or not, Samanvaya, whether it is even valid or not, whether it is even acceptable or not. And the Purva Paksha uniformly argues, Samanvaya Asiddha. And the reason is uniform Virodha, because of contradiction. It will be either Shruti Virodha, or it could be Smriti Virodha, or it could be Yukti Virodha, or it can be even Pratyaksha Virodha. And Siddhanta will say what? Samanvaya Siddha. When the Purva Pakshi says Samanvaya Asiddha, Siddhanti Vedanti will say Samanvaya Siddha. Samanvaya Siddha Avirodha, because there is no contradiction, is the argument of Siddhantis. Non-contradiction is established by the Vedanti. And in spite of superficial differences, the substance is one and the same. That is the contention of Siddhanta. So with this, the Arambana Adhikaranam is over. Now let us take up the next Adhikaranam. Again, I am requesting, whosoever has their microphone on, please turn it off. I see among all the people. Rajan and Rajan, I guess, please turn off your microphone. Then the next adhikarana we can go. Itara Vyapadeshadhikaranam. That is the name of the adhikaranam. Itara Vyapadeshadhikaranam. The world, the effect, is not different from Brahman, the cause. That is the contention of this adhikarana. And let us read the sutra. Itara Vyapadeshat Hita Akaranadi Dosha Prasaktihi. It is also a long sutra. Itara Vyapadeshat Hita Akaranadi Dosha Prasaktihi. This is the 21st sutra, 155th Brahma Sutra, running Brahma Sutra. And as I mentioned, this is a small adhikarana with only three sutras. And here also, there is a general objection to the Vedantic teaching. And the Purupakshis, they say, Vedantic teaching seems to be most funny, and they even call it absurd teaching. It's an absurd teaching according to them. And to show the seeming absurdity of the teaching, the Purupakshi, he brings four main features of Vedanta and show how funny it is, Vedantic statements. And let us see all the four statements. The first Purupakshi, he says, you Vedantins say Brahman is the creator of the world of all problems only. What are the problems? Adi Devika problems, Adhyatmika problems, Adi Bodhika problems, all the problems. And those commentators say the hells are also part of these problems. And then the body mind complex problems are there. Janma is there, Mrityu is there, Jara old age is there. So we can say generally Brahman is the creator of all the problems according to them. And the second statement they make is Vedanta accepts the problems and also talks about moksha or liberation also. And they say Jiva experiences the world of problems only all the time. That is the second statement. And the third statement they make is the main teaching of Vedanta is what? Brahma and Jiva Aikyam. Brahma Jiva Aikyam, quoting the support of all Shruti statements. That is another one they again mention. And the fourth statement is what? Brahman creates problem, Jiva experiences the problems, and Jiva and Brahman are identical, according to Advaita. So Brahman creates problem for what? For itself. If Jiva and Brahman are identical, and if Jiva experiences the problem, that means, and Brahman is a creator of problem, Brahman creates problems for itself. Then the Purupakshi asks, can there be anything more absurd than this? Why would you create problems for yourself? No one deliberately creates problems for oneself. Problems can be due to some conditions. I may be forced to do some action as I am in control of the control of somebody else. He may force me to do something. Or out of ignorance, a person may create problems for oneself. Or out of limited power, one may create a problem for oneself. There are various ways. Many people want to get out of some habits, for example, but they may not be in a position to get out of it easily. But what about Brahman? Brahman is Svatantram Brahma. Brahman is Sarva Shaktiman. How can the independent, omniscient, omnipotent Brahman create problems for himself? So there must be something seriously wrong with Vedantin's approach. And they say, Prakriti should be the cause. That is the Purupakshi's view, not Brahman. So this is the essence of the first sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. Itara Vyapadeshat. Because of the oneness of Jiva with Brahman, because of the oneness of Jiva, Aikyam of Brahman and Jiva, Hita Akaranadi Dosha Prasaktihi. There is a possibility of defects like causing harm to oneself. Can do cause harm to oneself. Possibility of defects are there. Hita Akaranadi Dosha Prasaktihi. And the first word is itara vyapadeshat, and it is a compound word. Itara here refers to the Jivaha in this context, and Jiva refers to Jiva Aikyam, also Jiva Brahma Aikyam, that means oneness with Brahma. And Vyapadesha means teaching. So because of the teaching that Brahman Jiva Aikya, so that is what is said in the Purvapakshi's contention. Absurdity comes in the next part of the sutra only. So up to here it only says, because of the teaching that Brahma Jiva Aikya is given, then he is going to say it is absurd. It causes harm to oneself. That is Brahman itself. So Ishvara is causing harm to himself. Brahman creates problem. Brahman himself as Jiva suffers. That is ridiculous according to them. You describe Brahman as Sarvajnaha, yet why should he suffer? And such a thing is absurd in Vedantic teaching according to Purvapakshi. Brahman is injuring himself. So Ahita Karana Dosham is pointed out here by the Purvapakshi. Itara Vyapadeshat, the teaching of the Aikyam, that's what you said. It is, what is the Aikyam? Tat Tvam Asi. Tat Tvam Asi is the Vipadesha. Vipadesha refers to Mahavakya. And Siddhanta's reply is given in the next sutra. Let us read. So here Purvapakshi has given his contention. Siddhanta has to refute. Adikam Tu Bheda Nirdeshat. That is the next sutra, 22nd sutra. Adikam Tu Bheda Nirdeshat. The objection raised in Sutra 21, the previous sutra, is refuted here. Let us see a general analysis of this sutra. See, Vedantins, what do they say? Vedantin says that your statement is all right. They are telling Purvapakshi, your statements are all right. When, if you look at it superficially, you are correct only. I'm not contradicting. But if you study it properly, then you will know you are wrong. Your statement number one is what? Brahman creates the world of problems. That is the first statement. Such as Adi Daivika, Adhyatmika, Adi Bodhika, all those problems, you say Brahman creates. Further, Jiva experiences the worldly problems also. These are all your statements. Now the Advaitins ask the question, we may have the first and the second statements are accepted totally. In which level of reality? That is the question the Advaitin asked the Purvapakshi. Siddhanti asked the Purvapakshi. The first two statements that you made are accepted totally. In which level of reality? We have many realities. Paramarthika Drishti, Vyavaharika Drishti, Pratibhasika Drishti. For example, dream, it appears as true, but for some time it vanishes. That is Pratibhasika Drishti. So as long as you don't know this, there will be problems. The first two problems are at Vyavaharika level, the practical reality, not absolute, Paramarthika level. Jiva experiences the problems, and this is also Vyavaharika problems. From Paramarthika angle, absolute reality, there is no problems at all. Neither Brahman creates the problem, nor Jiva is the experiencer of the problems also. You have made two statements. From which angle? From the Vyavaharika angle. We don't refute that at all. And the third statement is what? Jiva Brahma Aikyam. And Advaitin is very careful to say that Jiva Brahma Aikyam is a fact at the Paramarthika level only, which you have unfortunately mixed up with the Vyavaharika level. In keeping the first and the second statements, my statement would be Jiva is different from Brahman because Brahman is Sarvajnaha and Jiva is Alpajnaha. Brahman is Sarva Shaktiman, Jiva is Alpa Shaktiman. Brahman has Sattva Pradhana Upadhi, whereas Jiva has got Rajo Pradhana Upadhi. So these differences are all there at the Vyavaharika level that we accept. And for the fourth statement that you made, we cannot say Brahman is creating problem for itself when Brahman and Jiva are identical. Brahman and Jiva are different from Vyavaharika level only, and therefore Brahman never suffers and they are poles apart from the Vyavaharika angle. Jiva suffers the problems of his own making due to his own punya papa karmas. The mistake is what? Mixing up the degree of reality. And therefore, let us know that Brahman is superior to Jiva and Jiva is inferior to Brahman. This is, there is an order of reality. When we take about Visishtadvaitam and Dvaitam, when we talk about them, we talk at the level of Vyavaharika plane and we join with them also. When you come to the Paramarthika level, there is no part or no whole kind of concepts with us. Shankaracharya firmly refutes the part-whole concept. In Mandukya Upanishad, it says that you are Brahman yourself. Thus he says, there is no absurdity in our statement. Now let us go to the word analysis. Tu, the word tu means indeed. And adhikam. Adhikam means that superior Brahman is the cause of the universe. Adhikam refers to that superior Brahman, the higher order of reality, that Brahman is the cause of the universe. Bedena, Beda Nirdeshat. Beda Nirdeshat means because of Shruti's mention, the mention in the Veda Upanishad, mention of Brahman difference from the Jiva. Because of the mention of the Upanishad of Brahman's difference from the Jiva, Beda Nirdeshat, this is the running meaning. And the word tu, it indicates the negation of the Purvapaksha of absurdity given in the previous sutra. So the word tu, it indicates the negation. Adhikam means superior. And it means superior Brahman, superior to Jiva. That means Jiva is inferior in the context of creation. We should be all very careful with each other words. Jiva is inferior in the context of creation, the Vyavaharika plane. Never talk about Jivatma and Paramatma Aikyam when you talk at Vyavaharika plane. Therefore, superior Brahman creates and superior Brahman does not suffer. The inferior Jiva alone suffers and inferior Jiva never creates. The creator is different from Jiva and the creator and sufferer are different. And where is the question of absurdity at all? We are talking about creation at the Vyavaharika plane. So, Beda Nirdeshad means because of the Shruti's mention of Jiva Brahma Beda. Shruti itself says Jiva Brahma Beda in Chandogya 8th chapter 7th section, first mantra we have seen. Brahman is the goal to be achieved, it says. And you are a sadhaka only. So, Atma Apagata Papma Vijaraha Vimrityuho Vishokaha Vijigatsaha Apipasaha Satya Kamaha Satya Sankalpaha. We discussed these two particular words for a long time when during our discussion. Sonveshtavyaha, sa vijignasitavyaha, sa sarvagascha lokanam lokanapunoti, sarvagascha kaman astamatmanam anuvidya vijanati iti ha prajapati ruvacha. That is what we saw in that time. At that time when we did the Chandogya discussion. So it always says Brahman is the goal to achieve. It says we are all sadhakas. Then the question from Purvapakshi will come, what do you say for this statement? Sometimes you say Jivatma and Paramatma are Aikyam, they are one and the same. Then sometimes you call Jivatma Paramatma Beda also. What exactly you want to say? Yes, Advaitin. Here you say Beda Nirdeshat. In some places, you talk about Aikya Nirdesha also. So, whenever you talk of Jiva Aikya Beda, you are at the Vyavaharika level. And whenever you talk of Aikyam, you are at the Paramarthika level. So, the very goal of Vedanta is what? This Vedantic study is aimed at tracing the Jiva from the Vyavaharika plane to the Paramarthika plane. So, from Vyavaharika plane, Jiva is sufferer. And Ishvara is the creator. This is from the Vyavaharika Drishti. From Paramarthika Drishti, there is no Veda at all. So there is no absurdity in my teaching. That is the contention. Now let us go to the next sutra. Asmadivat cha tat anupapattihi. Asmadivat cha tat anupapattihi. 23rd Sutra and 157th running Brahma Sutra. So the objection raised in the 21st Sutra is further refuted here. In the previous sutra, we pointed out Jivatma and Paramatma Aikyam is from Paramarthika Drishti. And Jivatma Paramatma Bheda is from Vyavaharika Drishti. So one Brahman, it appears as Vyavaharika Jiva and Vyavaharika Ishwara. One Advaitam Brahman appears as Alpajna Jiva and Sarvajna Ishwara. And Jada Prapancha, all these three. Jiva, Jagat, Ishwara is there in the Vyavaharika plane. All the three are three extremes. They are widely different. Jiva with limitations. Ishwara, the Sarvashaktiman, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. And Jagat, the Achetana Vastu. But the Adhishtanam of all the three is one, and that is Brahman. So it is not impossible in the world also, we see such examples. The example Vyasacharya gives is this. He says, one earth, it appears in the form of worthless stones also, so many stones. And the very same earth appears as precious stones also in so many places. The diamonds and the gems, Vajra Rupena, all that. So the diamond also is carbon. Coal also is carbon because of some structural change. So one is a costly jewel, diamond jewel, and the other is charcoal. So similarly, Jiva is worthless one and Ishwara the costly one. Both are in Srishti. So this is the general analysis of the sutra. Now let us see the word analysis. Ashmadivacha tatu anupapattihi. Here means moreover, in addition. Ashmadivat, ashma means stone. As in the case of ordinary and precious stones. Tat anupapattihi. The objections are unreasonable. Anupapattihi. So the first word is what? Ashmadivat. Ashma, as I told you, is a stone. So it's a precious stone like diamond and all that. But it means like that. So one earth appears with manifold stones, ordinary stones, precious stones, so many stones. Cha. Cha means Shankaracharya takes this cha as an indicator of further supportive causes. In addition, further supportive causes. And we have other supportive causes also in support of one Brahman appearing as different things like Jiva, like Jagat, like Ishwara. There are so many Shruti support for all of them. And the first one is Pratyaksha Anubhava. Whether Brahman can appear or not cannot be decided by logic. We have told that so many times, Kathopanishad and all those places we have seen. It is beyond logic. You should not take the worldly example. So for that you have to take only Shastra Pramanam. You have to go to the Shastras. And he takes, for example, in the Kathopanishad itself, in the second section, 12th sloka in Kathopanishad. Eko vashi sarva bhudantaratmam ekam rupam bahuda yakkaroti tamatmastam yenu pashyati dhiraha tesham sukham shashvatam na itaresham. Tesham sukham shashvatam na itaresham. Even though he remains as one Brahman, he himself appears as, right, from a small bacteria up to Hiranyagarbha, the greatest. If Brahman actually divides itself into three, Jiva, Jagat and Ishwara, you can ask, how can this be possible? More so when Brahman is indivisible. We also say he is indivisible. But here, Brahman apparently appears in many forms, just as the rope apparently appears as a snake. Here, neither the rope wishes to appear as a snake, nor it changes itself into a snake for the time being, but the snake appearance is solely due to the ignorance of the beholder, the jiva, my imagination. How can this change in appearance be blamed on the rope then? So also, Brahman appears in many forms, not because Brahman changes himself, but due to the ignorance of the beholder or experiencer of Brahman. And the third reason is Swapnavata Sambhavata. in swapna, in dream, we divide ourselves into many, many forms without actually dividing ourselves. We ourselves become subject, we ourselves become object, we get angry, we get so many things we do. All the three additional support is indicated in the word cha. When he says satcha, in addition, all these additional support are indicated. Tad anupapattihi means dosha anupapattihi. Anupapattihi means it's not possible. The defect mentioned by the Purvapakshi is not there and it is not possible also. So with this, the seventh adhikaranam also is over. Now let us enter into the eighth adhikaranam. Upasamhara darshanadhikaranam. The name of the adhikaranam is Upasamhara darshanadhikaranam. Upasamhara darshanat eti chetim na kshiravaddi. That is the name of the sutra. Upasamhara darshanan neti chet na kshiravaddi. Sutra 23rd. 157th running Brahma Sutra. So an objection that materials are necessarily for the creation of the world is refuted. You have to have materials for the creation. We are necessary for the creation. That argument is negated here. First, let us see the general introduction of the Adhikarana. As a small Adhikarana, it is only two sutras. Here, another general objection is also answered. Specific objections were answered in the earlier sutras. Now, with general objections given by anyone is answered here. In Vedanta, Brahman is said to be Jagat Karana. We have been seeing that all the time. Brahman is supposed to be Jagat Karana. And what type of Karanam is that Brahman? Is it material cause, the Upadhana Karana? And it is this aspect of Vedanta which is objected and answered by Vyasacharya here. Whether this Brahman is material cause, upadana karanam or not? That is the question, and that is answered by Vyasacharya. Here the Purvapakshi assumes that Brahman is upadana karanam and he raises an objection. He assumes already Brahman is upadana karanam. In the 25th sutra, Purvapakshi takes Brahman as nimitta karanam, instrumental cause, and we answer both of them. Now let us see the general introduction to this sutra. In the first sutra, Purvapakshi assumes Brahman is upadana karanam, material cause, and raises an objection. And in the 28th sutra, the Purvapakshi assumes it is Brahman as the nimitta karanam, instrumental cause, and raises an objection there also. And here in this sutra, Purvapakshi says that let us assume that Brahman is the upadana karma, material cause. And he says, normally, no material ever becomes a product by itself. For a material to become product, something else is required. It requires many accessories to become a product. And among the accessories, for example, a carpenter is required. And also the instruments are involved for the material wood to become a product, for example, a furniture. So if you say Brahman is the material cause, material, how can that Brahman, without any agent and without any instrument made use of by the agent, how it can make a product? That is his question. So upasamhara here means conclusion. But here, it generally means some conclusion, but here it is used in the meaning of employment of accessories, deployment of accessories. Upasamhara means taking to, resorting to something to get something else done. To make a chair or a table, you do so many things. So the material becomes a product after employment of accessories, sort of instruments, instrumental costs, all that. And Vyasacharya answers by giving an example. He divides material cause into two types. Vyasacharya divides material cause into two types. The first one is which does not have intrinsic or natural capacity to become a particular product. First cause is what? It doesn't have an intrinsic ability or capacity to become a particular product. For example, wood, cotton, and all that thing. Wood doesn't have an intrinsic ability to become a chair. You would deploy something, same thing with gold. It cannot by itself become an ornament. Somebody has to work on that. So one has to put in a particular effort to convert the material into a product. And another material, this is one type of material cost. And another type of material cost is it has the intrinsic capacity to become a product by itself. For example, when you take milk, milk becomes yogurt, and a person need not know the chemical changes that converts the milk into yogurt. You don't require skill and extraordinary knowledge to convert milk into yogurt. It automatically becomes. The addition of something is not required for your conversion, but you induce the conversion shakti for the milk to convert into yogurt by putting a lot of all these the materials to put. The transformation shakti to become yogurt is already there in the milk. We need not do anything except adding a portion of yogurt itself in the milk, and the milk automatically becomes yogurt after some time. Similarly, Brahman has that extraordinary and natural power to convert himself into jagat. And that power we call in Vedantic language as Maya Shakti. Therefore, do not take Brahman like wood or gold and compare it with the milk. Then there is another problem. When an example is given, this I have mentioned many times. When an example is given, the people might quote the example to places where it is not acceptable. Generally, some people do that. Every example has something uncommon to the original. If it is an example, if it is identical to the original, it will be original. For example, this also I have mentioned many times. If you say somebody is like a lion, he means he is a lion. Then he says that there is some sadharmyam and vaidharmyam. In majesty, he is like a lion. This is called the sadharmyam. And vaidharmyam means he does not have manes. He does not walk on his four legs also. So where the milk, in the milk, where the milk example has to be extended to mention the swabhavika shakti or the intrinsic shakti of milk. The milk has to convert itself into yogurt. So in the case of milk, even though the intrinsic shakti is there, we use some external inducement to activate or induce the shakti to convert into yogurt. Here, an inducer is required to activate the power. Whereas in the case of Brahman, what happens? The intrinsic power is there in Brahman, and you need not do anything to induce Brahman to convert itself into jagat. However, when Brahman converts into universe, and it is not parinami karanam, and it is a different type of karanam, it is called vivarta karanam. There you don't require something to induce to convert the intrinsic power of Brahman to become jagat. That intrinsic power of Brahman we call as Maya. So in the case of the milk also, the milk has got the intrinsic power to convert itself into yogurt, but it requires an inducer to help the milk to convert itself into yogurt. Thus, you do not extend the example here. What is common to both milk and Brahman is what? Both also got the power which we call Maya Shakti. And this view is expressed actually in the Vaitatya Prakarana of Mandukya Karika of Gaudapada Acharya. The second chapter, the actual second section, the Vaitatya Prakarana, 12th mantra. Kalpayadi Atmanam Atmanam Atmadeva Swamayaya Sayeva Budyate Vedhan Iti Vedanta Nischayaha. Definition. The conclusion is what? Vedantic philosophy. Atman, the self luminous, ever evident, through the power of its own Maya, imagines itself by itself, all the objects, individual existence, everything it imagines. But both in the world outside and within, it alone is the knower of all the objects it so created. This is the first sutra. Tasmat Brahman is upadana karanam, and he does not require any agent or instrument to create the world. And because of the intrinsic power, transforms itself into the universe. Upasamhara darshanat. because of our observation of the unemployment, of the employment of accessories, absence of all the employment of accessories. Nah, Brahman is not the material cause. And up to this is the Purvapakshi, his objection. Iti chet, if this is the objection, nah, it is not valid. Why? Kshiravate, because it is possible, as in the case of milk, kshiram. Upasamhara darshanat is the first word. The employment of accessories, it means. Karaka payoga, it is called. Accessories means carpenter, chisel, hammer, all those things. They are all required for the wood to convert into a furniture. This is the pratyaksha anubhava we have. If it is so, na. It means because of the experience of ours, na means Brahman cannot automatically become creation without somebody working on Brahman's objection. They are not available. Therefore, Brahman cannot be material cause. Iti chet. If this objection is raised in this manner, the objection does not stand scrutiny because you keep in mind one type of material cause and you don't keep the milk example. Here, nobody needs to work. Your argument is invalid. As in the case of milk, it is not true here. Here, no inducement is required. Now let us go to the next sutra. Devadivat api loke. Devadivat api loke. Sutra 25, 159. The argument in support of again, sutra 24 is brought forward here also. So let us see, do a general analysis of the sutra. Here, the Purvapakshi attacks the nimitta karanam of Brahma. He lets us assume that Brahman is the creator of the world. And the Purvapakshi argues the creator, the skill, they are not sufficient for creation and Brahman requires the material to create the world. It's not adequate, just the skill, it's not adequate. Where will Brahman find the material? Because you Vedantins, you say that what there is no second thing other than Brahman. You Advaitins, what do you claim? There is no second thing other than Brahman at all. So where does Brahman go and buy the material? And Vyasacharya, he answers, other than the gold ornaments and furniture and milk and yogurt, Vyasacharya gives the example of God and the rishis here. He doesn't take any of those examples. And when they create something, when the gods create something or the rishis, when they create something, at sankalpa matram, by mere thinking they create, without going for any material at all. For example, we know from the Puranas that Vishwamitra created the Trishanku Surga without any source of materials and all that. So also the Devatas, they create bodies without any material. We have got the Upanishadic example of the spider, the popular spider example, Etorna Nabi. It makes the web without any material or instrument from itself. So Brahman is Upadana Karanam, Brahman is Nimitta Karanam also. Brahman is seemingly born as creation without really becoming the creation. And such Upadana Karanam is called Vivarta Upadana Karanam. This is not Parinami Karanam, Vivarta Karanam. When a cause seemingly becomes an effect and without really becoming an effect, that is called Vivarta Upadana Karanam. When cause really becomes an effect, it is called Parinami Upadana Karma, as I mentioned earlier. So really, becoming something else is Parinama Karnatum. Vivarta Karnatum is without destroying itself, remaining as it is, it seemingly becomes something else. That is how, this is how one has to assimilate this idea. Parinama Karnatum and Nityatvam cannot coexist. Parinama Karanam, when something converts itself, it gets destroyed. But Vivarta Karanatvam and Nityatvam can coexist. When cause is Vivarta Karanam, the product is of lesser order of reality. When the Karanam is Parinama Karanam, product is of the same order of reality. For example, the yogurt and milk have same order of reality because Parinama Karanatvam. But Vivarta Karanam is of higher order and Karyam is of lesser order of reality. For this, Swapna Loka is given as the best example. You become a river or a mountain in the dream without becoming a river. This is given by the Upanishad itself. So Brahma Vivarta Karanam can have Nitya, Nityatvam and Anityatvam simultaneously. Now Vedantins give a counter question to the Purvapakshi. He asked the Purvapakshi, these are very interesting topics. He asked the Purvapakshi, why do you find fault with my teaching? And the Purvapakshi says that, I cannot accept your Brahman as both Nityatvam and Karanatvam because it's not possible. I cannot accept. You are trying to argue that way, I cannot accept. Nityatvam and Karanatvam cannot go together. And Vedantin accepts that statement. Yes, correct. Brahman, Nityatvam and Karanatvam cannot go together as claimed by the Sankhya philosophers. Now the Sankhya and Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophers, they are all very happy now. That Vyasacharya is in receptive mood to accept what the Purvapakshi's views are. Now Vyasacharya asks the question to Purvapakshi, what is their view of the Pradhanam Prakriti with regard to creation? He is asking the Sankhya. What is their view of Pradhanam Prakriti with regard to creation? And what do they say? They say, Brahman is not the Karanam, but Pradhanam is the second Jagat Karanam. That is their argument all the time. This we have been seeing so many times. And Vyasacharya asks the question, whether his Pradhanam is Nityam or Anityam. And the Sankhya Yoga philosopher, what he says, Pradhanam is Nityam and Pradhanam is also Jagat Karanam. He says it is also Nityam and it is also Jagat Karanam. Then Vyasacharya asks him, how can Pradhanam have Nityatvam and Karanatvam while the Purvapakshi objects to our Brahman having Nityatvam and Karanatvam together? How can the Pradhanam can have Nityatvam and Karanatvam while Brahman cannot have Nityatvam and Karanatvam? It is like an employee, for example, you dismiss a person because the job requires a graduate and he was not a graduate, so you dismiss him. And you replace that guy, appoint another employee who is not a graduate. It is the height of fanaticism. So when Sankhya and Yoga are dismissed, the Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher, he comes. And they say, you should follow me. And what should be followed? He comes and he tells, Anuhu is the Jagat Karana, Paramanu. Then Vedantins ask the question, whether that Paramanu is Nitya or Anitya. And he says, Paramanu is Nityam. So Nyaya Vaisheshika's Paramanu is also Nityam. It is also Jagat Karanam. And how can they question Vedantins when they say Brahman is both Nityam and Jagat Karanam also? Therefore, we say, whatever may be your answer, whatever be the reason with which you take Pradhanam or Paramanu is Nityam and Karanam, with the same reason, we can accept Brahman's Nityatvam and Karanatvam also of Jagat Srishti. And as all the three cases enjoy the same status now, the Sankhya says Pradhanam is Nityam, Jagat Karanam, and Nyaya Vaisheshika says Paramanu is Nityam and Jagat Karanam, and Vedantin says Brahman is Nityam and Jagat Karanam. So either all the three must be equally correct or all the three must be equally wrong, since all the three enjoy the same status of Nityatvam and Karanatvam. So we say, if all the three are equal, we should vote for Brahman only because of what? It is only supported by Vedic teaching. But Pradhanam and Paramanu have no support from Vedas at all. Since Brahman has Shrautatvam, Shruti, it originates from Shruti support, the Vedic support, Brahman alone enjoys Nityatvam and Karanatvam of Jagat, the creation. Brahman can be Abhidnam, Nimittam, Upadana, Karan. There is no logical objection at all when Nityatvam and Karanatvam are together. Lokaha, in the sutra, the word Lokaha, Lokaha means Pramana, through which we come to know about a thing. The word Loka should be translated as mentioned in the scriptures as directly. And finally, Shankaracharya gives a supporting Shruti statement also. He doesn't leave it there. He gives a Shruti statement also. He says that ultimate support is Shruti statement that Brahman is Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam also without any accessories. He takes Svetasvatara Upanishad, 6th chapter, 8th mantra, he says. తస్య కార్యం కరణం చ విద్యతే న తత్ సమశ్చాభ్యధికశ్చ దృశ్యతే పరాశక్తిర్వివిధైవ శ్రూయతే స్వాభావికి జ్ఞానబల క్రియా చ. There is no action or no instruments of him, of the Lord, of Brahman, to be found at all anywhere. There is no equal or better than him. His high power revealed in way is multifarious. The working of his intelligence and strength is inherent in him. So this statement, Brahman produces a creation without any material, accessory, and even without a factory. Brahman does not have a factory also. Because even Akasha is not born yet. Therefore, Brahman exists even before the origination of Akasha. The spider example is Purna Nabhi Drishtanta that we have already seen. So with this, the 25th Sutra is also over and this Adhikaranam is also over. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam. Krishna Prasakti Adhikaranam. Krishna Prasakti Adhikaranam. అండ్ కృష్ణ ప్రసక్తి నిరవయవత్వం శబ్దకోపో వా, దట్ ఈస్ ది సూత్రం. కృష్ణ ప్రసక్తి నిరవయవత్వం శబ్దకోపో వా, సూత్ర 26, 160th రన్నింగ్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర. సో హియర్ అన్ అబ్జెక్షన్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద మెటీరియల్ కాస్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్ల్డ్ దట్ ఈస్ రేస్డ్ హియర్. నౌ లెట్ అస్ గో టు ది జనరల్ అనాలిసిస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ అధికారం. There are 4 sutras in this adhikaranam, and this is a very, very important adhikaranam in which Vivarta Karanavada is established especially. One of the most important teachings is Vivarta Karanavada. In the previous adhikaranam, we established Brahman is Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam in general. Here we will establish that Brahman is Vivarta Karanam. If Vivarta Karanavada is understood, all Purvapakshi will become redundant and absurd also. This is meant to give conviction of Vivarta Karanavada. If it is not known or accepted, Avirodha Adhyaya will become, because this Adhyaya only contradicts all those statements of Purvapakshi. So in spite of elaborate commentary, nobody is willing to accept Vivarta Karanavada, which indicates any amount of study of Avirodha Adhyaya is not fruitful for them. So in spite of the study, people do not understand this Vivarta Karanavada. One of the cornerstone teachings is Vivarta Karanavada, that the sthapanam of that, establishment of that. So let us see the particular teaching in a gist from a different model. We will discuss Vyasacharya's teaching in a different format, let me put it that way. So in the previous adhikaranam, we said Brahman is the material cause and we gave the example of milk and yogurt. Brahman is the material cause and we gave the example of milk and yogurt. And we have to study this adhikaranam from the standpoint of a person who does not know Vivarta Karanam and who does not accept Vivarta Karanam also. He does not know is one case, one who might know, but he doesn't accept it. So in his mind, such a person's mind, he only knows the milk example. He extends the example further and his conclusion creates the problem. He extends it further and because of that, he gets into the problem. So when the milk is the cause for producing yogurt, what milk has to go through? Milk has to destroy itself. When milk is the cause for producing yogurt, milk has to destroy itself. Upadana karanam destroys itself when it produces an effect. For example, if you take a seed destroys itself in the production of a tree. Suppose the milk goes on producing yogurt and the milk continues to remain as is, then what will happen? The problem of buying milk will not be there at all. There is no milk shortage. Now the Purvapakshi makes an important law here. He makes a rule. He says, yatra yatra upadana karanam tatra tatra anityatvam. whenever a thing is a material cause, yatra yatra upadana karanam, tatra tatra anityatvam, it is perishable and destructible. And only by destroying itself, it produces an effect. Karanatvam and nityatvam can never coexist. Cause and permanence can never coexist. Extension of the previous law. So wherever karanatvam is there, nityatvam is not there. Yadyat karanam tadat anityam. Karanatvam and nityatvam are opposite attributes. These are the arguments of the Purvapaksha. Therefore, what does he say? He says, these are opposite attributes, cannot coexist in one substance. So if there is karanatvam, it cannot have the attribute of nityatvam. And if it is nityam, it cannot have the attribute of karanatvam. So all the Sankhya, Yoga, Vaisheshika, all those philosophers, they say your teaching is fundamentally illogical and defective. They tell the Vedantin that his teaching is fundamentally illogical and defective because Karanatvam and Nityatvam both cannot exist together. You say Brahman is Nityam and Karanam, Nityatvam and Karanatvam cannot coexist in one substance. Therefore, you fundamentally violate the important law, Samanvaya Asiddha. Samanvaya Asiddha. So the Samanvaya is established. Nityam, Brahma, Jagat Karanam is your teaching. Teaching of Vedantin is what? Nityam, Brahma, Jagat Karanam also. In your first chapter, the entire first chapter was this. So the Purvapaksha's contention is what? According to this particular rule, according to which particular rule? Yadyat Karanam, Tadat Anityam. According to this particular rule, particular law, Brahman is Nityam and Karanam, it does not hold water. Your teaching, Vedantin's teaching, that Brahman is Nityam and Karanam does not hold water. This is the objection by the Purvapakshi. Now we have to answer him in the next class. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishthitaha तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परसमहेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णात्मनः पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ श्रीकृष्णात्मनः